get card from Backstreet Boys.
Shout out to Boy Band Break.
It's Chris Kirkpatrick here. Shout out to your podcast, Boy Band Break.
Hey everybody, this is Howie D, and I'm listening to Boy Band Break.
Hi, Ashley Parker Angel here. Huge shout out to the Boy Band Break podcast.
This is Brad from LFO, and you are listening to Boy Band Break.
Hey, what's up? This is Jacob.
It's Dan.
What's up? It's Trevor.
And it's Eric Michael, and it's time for Boy Band Break, baby. Let's go!
Welcome back to Boy Band Break, where we encourage you to take a break from your day and join us in some boy band conversation. As always,
I'm Chinzia.
And I'm Lydia, aka Mama Lou. And today,
Sophia is off today, but she will hopefully be back in the next few episodes. So there you go. Today, if you are watching us on YouTube, you see that we have two special guests here. We have Chad and Jakin, and they come to us from the Backstreet Experience. So welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Guys.
Very
happy. Thank you so much. Just good to be here.
Yes. That's awesome. Goodness.
So the Backstreet Experience will be performing at the Oakville Center for the Performing Arts on Friday, September 8th at 8 p.m. Tickets are still available. They range between $29 and $35. So we'll talk about that again later. But what I thought I would do before we get into the actual interview, I'm just going to share the page and read the write-up they have for you, if that's cool.
Go for
guys.
It.
All right. Introducing the Backstreet Experience, the ultimate tribute band dedicated to capturing the timeless magic of the legendary Backstreet Boys. Hailing from different corners of the music world, these talented performers have come together with one mission: to transport the audiences back to the heyday of 90s pop music. Formed with an unwavering passion for the Backstreet Boys' iconic harmonies, mesmerizing choreography, and infectious energy, the Backstreet Experience offers an authentic and exhilarating tribute experience. Each member of the band has meticulously studied and emulated the distinctive vocal styles and mannerisms of the original Backstreet Boys, ensuring a true-to-life replication of their electrifying stage presence. The Backstreet Experience recreates the exhilarating live performances that made the Backstreet Boys a global phenomenon. From the signature dance routines to the heart-melting ballads, their live shows transport fans to a place of pure nostalgia, reminding audiences of the cherished memories associated with the Backstreet Boys' chart-topping hits. Stop! We have some exciting news. To spice things up a little, the boys will have some very special guests join them on stage. This is a show you'll want to be there for.
Very nice to the.
I enjoy my dramatic reading.
Of so dramatic.
Love it. I love it.
I was very captivated.
I know, right?
You're like, I want to go see this show. This
is great. I know. I do too.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I guess we'll just start off. So we have Chad and Jakin, and you are part of the Backstreet Experience. So kind of, if you want to just tell us what member you play and
yeah, who you are, just like, just give us everything, every juicy detail. Go ahead.
Who you are, where you're from,
who are you? Who
exactly.
Are
you? Yeah.
I'm Howie. That's who I'm playing as.
Nice.
And this is
B-Rockster Brian.
Cool. That's
nice.
Awesome.
Awesome.
So like, how did you guys decide on who was like, who was who? Like, was this like a casting call? Was it something that
did you have a Lou Pearlman experience here?
I found this thing on Facebook, actually.
Oh, really?
My mom actually found it.
No way.
I was there because I'm my own musician. So I was just doing my music room, doing my own music. And my mom said, Jakin, you know the Backstreet Boys? Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Those old guys.
You should audition. I was like, okay. And funny enough, Chad here is the person I was auditioning in front of.
No way!
I was actually, Chad's the one who texted me, and I got his info, and he said, okay, meet me here, and dance in front of the art choreographer, Joe, and sing in front of them, and that's what I did. And apparently
I wanted to be Nick.
Yeah, I wanted to be Nick, or I tried to play Nick, and then I looked like Howie.
I took one look at him, I'm like, nah, dude, you're Howie.
Yeah.
Just good, so I stuck around.
Yeah, that's awesome. What about you, Chad?
So for me, yeah, it's pretty much kind of the same. I started with the group probably 3 years ago when this whole thing started coming together. One of the other members, AJ, and I were the two original members of the group. We went through a few cycles of different artists, and finally we were able to find Jakin. I actually left the group. For about a year or two. Well, about a year.
Yeah.
And was this kind of during COVID? Like, was it during around that time?
Yeah, it was during COVID. Okay. So I ended up leaving the group. They ended up finding wonderful talent with Jordan and TK. TK plays our Nick. Jordan plays our Kevin. AJ plays, ironically enough, our AJ.
That's amazing.
And then there was another wonderfully talented musician, Trevor, who was doing the Brian. And unfortunately, he departed. And I jumped back on. I'm like, yo, please, like, let me back in. I regret it. I want to come back. And the rest is kind of history. So I'm excited to be back with my boys again.
That is so cool. How long has this, the group of you five, have been together now?
About a year and a half.
Yeah, if you don't count me coming back, about a year with the current lineup. And then if you count me, then a couple months.
Okay, sounds good. So is this going to be one of your first shows, or have you done a bunch so far?
Okay, so with Chad, it's going to be our second show.
Okay.
We did one not too long ago.
Manitoulin.
Manitoulin Island.
Oh, wow.
What? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Cool. Manitoulin Pride. It was amazing.
The Pride Festival, yes. That was amazing.
Oh, fun. That's awesome.
There's this one kid. Shout out to if you're seeing this. Best dancer in the world, the kid in the crowd.
Ooh.
Yeah. He was just in the front breaking down and doing all the dance moves.
It was the best thing I've ever seen.
Nonstop. It was
better than me dancing, better than all of us.
That's amazing.
The Backstreet Boys.
Stop trying to replace me, man.
It's your next recruit.
In and out again.
You know what? If you find good talent, you can, you know, do a Lou Pearlman yourself and be like, okay, we're going to make an NSYNC.
That is true. Make your own competition.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Go, Coke and Pepsi, right? You can own them both. Yeah.
Then the first
time you
formed.
Sorry, go ahead.
First time we had Dixie Mall. It's close. It's in Mississauga.
Yeah.
Dixie Mall. And that was with Trevor. Chad wasn't here, but that was the first time we performed as a group. And when he left and we had another opportunity to have a show, then Chad came back and the rest is history.
So are you guys all kind of based in Ontario then? Like,
Hamilton.
Ontario.
So I live up in Brampton. He lives in Mississauga, and then the other two live in Hamilton.
Hamilton! Hamilton Pride.
And we also have
Hamilton on Tuesday. We do a lot of our dress rehearsals in Hamilton. Yeah.
Oh, nice! Yeah. Awesome. Staircase Theater, probably.
Main stage.
Oh, very nice. Yes. Cool. Nice. Very cool. Awesome. Okay. So, how do people like find you? Because like finding information has been tough. So like, do you guys like do more socials or like
a social media,
Instagram, Facebook? Yes. Like, how do you guys?
Our name is called Five and the Six.
That's why I was not
being number five in the and then number six.
That's adorable. That's amazing. Okay.
This guy came up with it.
I came up with it as a joke, to be honest with you. Because we were just picking out names. And five and a six.
I was like, yeah.
And I was laughing, and everyone was like, yeah, I love it. And I was like, oh, okay.
But you know what? Yeah. Sometimes the best names come out of jokes, right?
For our like American and international fans, what they mean when they say five and the six is like the six is like part of Toronto, right? Yeah. It's like kind of, I think Drake coined it, right?
Drake calls it the six. That's also what I was thinking about.
Yes, because the area code is 416, and so we just call it the six. And I don't know why, but that's kind of it stuck, right?
It works.
So it's popular like that. Yeah.
That's really cool.
I think is why.
Six boroughs.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. That's right. That's
also 416. It's funny how that also has six on it.
647.
Yeah.
647. Yes.
That's right. That's right. Oh, exactly. I love it. That is a brilliant name. That's so cool. How did you guys decide? We have our list of questions here. So can you go over one more time, like, who everyone is and who they play, just for the people who are like new to the experience.
So myself, my name is Chad. I play Brian Luttrell. This is Jakin. He plays Howie D.
Yep.
We have AJ, who amazingly enough plays AJ. We have Jordan, who plays Kevin and looks ridiculously like Kevin.
I know, it's kind of creepy.
Kind of scary sometimes. and then we have TK, who plays Nicky Nick.
That is awesome. I saw
the curtain.
Yes, I saw the curtain. That's a wig, right? I'm hoping is it his real hair or is it a wig?
That's his real hair.
Oh, really? Oh, that's amazing.
No,
he's
got his hair just for the thing.
Oh my God. That is very ingrained. That is amazing.
So what made you guys think about doing like a Backstreet Boys tribute as opposed to like an NSYNC one or just like a random. We interviewed another tribute band that just does boy bands in general and does a whole bunch of ones.
Yeah.
So.
And which one was that?
Oh my God.
They were
Mine
called.
Is blanking out. They're from Chicago.
Yes, that's right. We'll have to get you their names. Okay, they did like a medley thing. They did like a mixture.
That's,
they
do that's like, fine.
And they say it kind of depends on what crowd they're going to. So if they're like performing for like a winery, they're going to have like the Backstreet, and maybe some New Kids and stuff like
that.
If they're performing at like an all ages show, they do like a little bit of One Direction. They actually have, I believe, 7 members.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah.
Harmonies must go insane.
And I'm pretty sure, they do their own harmonies. And I think they also have a band. I think like an actual like live band behind them too. So it is quite
boy
the production.
Boy band review.
Boy band review. That's right.
Okay.
Yes.
Definitely Google them. Get some ideas if you need.
They were hilarious. They were all like on their way to a show. So they were all like crammed in their van. Like trying
like those clown vans. You just
Just
a whole bunch of people.
Oh yeah. No, definitely.
Yeah. It was good because we've been looking for like a boy band tribute in Ontario.
In Ontario.
Because for my 40th birthday last year, I wanted to have like a Backstreet Boys or an NSYNC or somebody boy band. And we could not find anyone at all. Like,
no.
It was like,
For your 24th birthday, keep us
I know.
Okay. Yay.
So do you guys do private shows as well? Like, how would
we're bookable.
People get...
We're bookable.
Yeah, we're bookable. Yeah. Just go to our website. Our email's there.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it the 4 on the 6 website? 5 and the 6.
.com.
Okay.
Good. Okay. So that's cool to know that.
Yeah.
And we're also on Instagram, TikTok, we're on multiple platforms,
YouTube.
Yeah. Brilliant.
You can DM us at any time and
one of us will get back to you.
All right. We will put all your contact information in the comment section here so then people can
absolutely
you up for that for sure.
Sorry, go ahead.
We were Backstreet from the start. That was what we all signed up for and what we all had our hearts set on. And we have so much love for the Backstreet Boys and their legacy and their artistry. And to be able to captivate that and put it on stage is an amazing experience for us. Yeah. But B, I think, is going to be an extra amazing experience for everybody who comes up to see the shows.
Oh, yeah.
We're so excited for
you. Generations as well. Different generations. Because this is my mom always told me that she always listened to Backstreet Boys, college and all that stuff. And now I just graduated high school. I'm good right now, right?
Yeah. Yay. Congratulations.
And, congrats.
It was like he looks young, but I don't know how young. So.
That's awesome. Congrats.
Yeah, and now I have this awesome opportunity to play Howie in the Backstreet Boys. And now that generation with my mom is now passed on to me. And I would love to see people my age or even younger to actually get that Backstreet Boy experience, you know?
And it's true. I definitely feel at like concerts and stuff, you definitely see the age ranges. You even see like older ones, like grandmothers. Yeah. There was this one lady who would bring her like 98-year-old grandmother to Vegas. So it's just kind of, it's fun to see that like it's music that all generations can listen to. It's not inappropriate or awkward or weird.
It's timeless too.
It is. Like, it's kind of
to I'll Never Break Your Heart, you know, 20 years from now, and it's still going to be the classic that it was when it came out.
Yeah.
It's true. Exactly. It's true. Yeah.
And
like,
then like you be in a bar and I Want It That Way is playing and everybody
knows the words.
Everybody knows the words. The biker dude in the corner knows the words and he's singing along too. Right?
Of course,
Yeah. Oh, we have someone joining
us.
We have Andre joining us.
What up, guys?
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing great. Sorry for the lateness there. I was my cousin showed up impromptu, and we had a quick chat. Hadn't talked to him for months.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, what is
family
up?
Family first.
Maybe are you recruiting for your NSYNC people?
Maybe that's the next project. Maybe who knows.
Sorry. So, please introduce yourself for the people at home who don't know. Go ahead.
All right. Hey guys, how y'all doing? I'm Andre. I also go as the AJ for the Backstreet Boys Experience for 5 and the 6. What up?
Awesome. Welcome. Okay, so we went over a brief kind of like.
So how did you join the group?
Yeah. Tell us.
So my history actually kind of falls into Chad's history a little bit. Back in, what was it, 2018, 2019, we were supposed to be working on a project that would have kind of started this whole thing. But unfortunately, we had a few people that kind of fell off a little bit. So it's kind of been sitting on the back burner for, up until, I'd say, about a couple of years ago or a year and a half ago, give or take. Now, but it's about a year and a half. Yeah. Because Joe called me back up and he was like, oh, yeah, I'm thinking about putting the band back together kind of thing, right? But it worked out even better because we ended up having some fantastically talented individuals like Jakin, and we got Thomas and Jordan. So it worked out even better than what we had before. So I'm very happy. Yeah.
Awesome. That's fantastic. So in the bio that's written up, it says that you all come from different parts of the music industry. So like, is there like theater in there? Like what can each of you go into your own experience and tell us what you do? Starting with Chad.
Sorry, we had a bit of audio problems here.
Okay, that's okay. I can repeat it. Can you hear me now?
Please, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So part of the bio in the Backstreet Experience, it says that each of you come from a different part background in the music industry. So like, does that come from theater? Does it come from like, tell us your experience.
How you got involved in music.
Yeah.
So my personal experience, I've been a solo recording artist since 2005, back way back when I was like 12 years old.
Wow.
2005. Yeah. I know.
That's crazy.
Coming up 20 years, dude. I know.
That's right. Yeah.
So for me, it was always a love of being on stage, entertaining people, performing for people. And so that's always been my background.
For me, oh my gosh, I've been doing music for about 8 years now. I'm a singer-songwriter. I'm a recording artist. I actually have my first single coming out on September 14th. I'm actually for the Oakville performance. I'm the opening act. Right?
Is
that awesome?
Opening for yourself.
Yes.
Nothing changed.
Yeah, opening. Well, Jakin's opening for Howie.
Yes.
There you go.
Very nice. So I'm singer-songwriter, producer. I'm a musician as well. I do everything. I graduated from an art school. From a vocal degree, so I have my theory in there. I can read some theory. I mean, that's where I come from.
Nice. All right.
AJ.
All right. So for me, I have been, when it comes to musical background, I've been singing since I was probably 17, doing a lot of performances at my high school and stuff like that. And my first performance actually was in front of a parade square for Air Cadets. I ended up doing their national anthem with like the band and stuff like that. So that was my first like on like in front of people. Then after that, I started doing like your average performances that they would have at like your ceremonies for school and stuff like that, right? So from there, I kind of took it a little bit further. I met up with a friend of mine or this person who ended up being a producer for me for a while, and we ended up doing a hip hop R&B duo for about 5 years. Running the Hamilton circuit and the Toronto circuit for a little while. From there, I ended up actually getting my like a nice, beautiful, dirty 30 party at one of our local pubs or clubs, and I ended up getting like a bunch of other local artists together that I ended up getting published in our local newspaper for that. So it was really cool. I just released a few singles with the rapper, and his name was Wildridge. So it was Wildridge and AJ for a while. And then I met up with Melissa from the Booking House, and from there I met Chad, and then from that, here we are.
That is awesome. Wait, are you the one from Hamilton?
Yes, I am.
All
from
right,
Hamilton.
Us too. Yay.
Hey, Steel Town, represent.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Love it.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead. Did you have a question? Okay. So when you guys were younger, were you Team Backstreet or Team NSYNC?
Backstreet
all the way.
NSYNC.
Are you kidding me, AJ?
Yo, NSYNC. Yo, listen.
Bye.
I remember the first time I heard "You're All I Ever Wanted" on the same cassette that I had Backstreet's Back. Or no, not Backstreet's Back. Oh, because Backstreet Boy went out, wasn't out that time. I had a Backstreet Boys song. I had to tape over that. I made the sacrifice because I'm like, yo, these guys are awesome. These guys are amazing. Mind you, at this point in time, I had two Backstreet Boys posters sitting behind me while I was taping You're All I Ever Wanted.
You let them watch?
Yeah, man. They watched it. They watched the horror. They watched in horror as I was two-finger pressing the recorder.
We have to time it right.
Yeah, time it. You know. I'm sitting there holding it down on the radio. I'm like, yo, I'm going to get it. Yeah, man.
It's so funny, though, because Lydia and I went through the same basic experience because we were like, all right, Backstreet Boys, we love them. And then NSYNC came and we're like, guys, FIFA. And then we liked them both, but in high school you had to choose a team. So outwardly I was team NSYNC. And then obviously they stopped. And then I was like, all right, Backstreet. And I've met Backstreet so many times since that. And I was like, okay, good. And then I was like, yeah, obviously I'm team Backstreet. And then all these rumors, these trolling for clues that have been coming out recently. Have you been seeing this? That there's possibility of an NSYNC reunion?
Yes. Yeah. Actually, a few years ago, AJ and who was the other person? There was two members from Backstreet and two members from NSYNC.
Yes.
The Backstreet. They got together and did a little collaboration, which I thought was cool.
Yes, that was really cool, for sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyway, so cool.
So what each of you, what is your favorite Backstreet Boys song?
Oh, damn.
There's like a big library, right?
Especially now, since I've been performing with the Backstreet Boys, my list of songs from the Backstreet is so big now because we're practicing.
Oh, there's so many albums, right?
Do I have to pick one?
Me and Chad are in the same boat.
I feel like I can give you top five.
Okay.
I can give you top five.
Yeah, we can do top five. Go ahead.
Okay.
Are you going to go first?
I like them. I have one.
So. Okay. All
right, Jacob,
what's your one, Jacob?
I Want It That Way.
That's a good one.
Classic.
Everybody knows it. No matter what crowd, you can sing that. Everybody knows the lyrics. So it's something that connects people, and it's an awesome song.
AJ, what about you?
All right. So let's see. It's going to be Siberia is probably number one. I love Siberia. It's such a good song. It hits me right in the feels. And that's not a song that we haven't worked on yet. We will work on that for the future. Then it's going to be The Call, but The Call remix. Because with Clips, with the Neptunes, Clips and the Neptunes, fire, right? And it's hard because you can't find that on any streaming service right now. You actually literally have to listen to it off of the remix album or like a mixtape from back in the day or YouTube, right? Yeah. Then it's going to be, let's see here. I'll Never Break Your Heart. I really like I'll Never Break Your Heart, but that's like a close tie with All I Have to Give because of the vocal arrangements between both of those right now.
That's
so like
one,
it's hard to say that. Then it's gonna be Masquerade.
Oh yeah. That's a good one.
I actually really enjoy the song for it. And then lately I've been listening to a bop that's been with Britney Spears and it's called Matches. And I'm really enjoying that right now. It's good.
A good one.
Like, so I think that's the five songs I'll have to say, give or take five, tied with a sixth.
All bangers. What about you, Chad?
I think Siberia, 100%. I love Siberia. Safest Place to Hide from the same Never Gone album. Unmistakable from Unbreakable. Love that track. Shattered from This Is Us. And Drowning.
Drowning's fantastic.
See, I wanted to do Drowning, but that's where Siberia beats Drowning for me.
Siberia's pretty powerful. But it can be like,
see, I don't like Siberia. I don't know why I don't like it.
That's fair.
At one of the concerts though, they did this like cool thing where they had like
snowflakes.
It almost was like snowing, but it was like soap or something.
Yeah.
That was a really cool effect. I like that.
Yeah.
But Drowning, I like. Drowning, I feel, kind of has a bit of a country vibe to it a little bit.
I believe Drowning was a demo for Rascal Flatts, and the Backstreet Boys scooped it up. If I'm not mistaken.
Oh, nice. That's cool. That'd be cool if that was the case, yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
All right. What is your least favorite Backstreet Boys song?
If you want it to be good, girl, get yourself a bad boy.
What are you in character?
Like, if we're singing it, we're singing it.
Yeah.
No.
No, we're not saying that.
You know what? I appreciate, like, you know what I love the most about that song? Because I was indifferent towards that song, but the fact that the Backstreet Boys hate it so much.
They themselves hate that song.
Is, like, fantastic. And then Nick has now decided that it's a good song because it pisses off the other guys. So we're like,
he would do that. He would do that to troll them. I love it.
TK would do that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. So on one of the cruises, they wanted us to pick, like, a song to play, and that was the song. And they're like, the only time we're playing this. This song sucks. We hate it. Whatever. Like, Nick was 12 when he wrote, when he was singing this. This was highly inappropriate. And we're just like, okay.
Yeah. You know what's funny, though? When I was a kid, I actually did like that song.
Yeah?
I did, too.
I love the instrumental. I love the beat. I love the whole bop. Like,
Chad, I could see you loving that song back when you were a kid because you're trying to be all hard. Like, I'm a hard boy. Yeah, in front of the mirror. Oh, trying to get your look going down and everything. Like, yeah, I'm a bad boy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He
stubs his toe. Mommy.
So Jesus, he has to say bless you.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I'm a bad boy. Bless you.
Like the true Brian that he is.
Right?
Yeah. Oh my God. Amazing. So, okay. So with all your different choices of favorite songs, how did you guys determine your set list when you do like a show?
I had no say, to be honest with you. Thankfully, they're all good anyway. So I just enjoyed all of them.
Well, I don't want to give too many spoilers, but there's a couple songs where I know AJ and I really pushed for to be a part of the set list. Yeah. We have an amazing and incredible team working alongside us and behind us to make this all move very smoothly. So we all collaboratively kind of threw things at the wall and said, okay, what needs to be in a Backstreet show?
Yeah.
And then what are some niceties to have in a Backstreet show? So, like, I know, again, AJ and I, we've pushed for a couple of songs to be part of the set list. I think a couple, you know, once we started singing it together, I think I could, either way, I can't spill too much. I want you guys to come see the show.
But I will add this. There is one song that was completely out of radar. And because I love the beat so much, and it actually is part of the top five that I've already mentioned.
Okay.
I played it for Joe. And we were just sitting in the studio. I played it for Joe. I'm like, Joe, you know, somewhere down the road, I would like to do something for this. Played it for him. The following week, he's like, I got choreography for this. Okay, we're doing this. This is part of the set list. And I was like, shit. I'm not ready for that. I'm like, I don't know. I mean, like, sorry, excuse my language, but I was like, dang, I don't know if I was ready for that. I wanted it, but I wasn't ready for it.
I wanted it, but I wasn't ready for it. Right,
yeah, yeah.
You came too quick with that, Joe. I don't know. And then after that, I'm like, I can't play any more songs for him because then his mind just works and he's just like, I can't stop. Choreography. Yeah, here we go. And then I'm like,
and, sorry, Joe, for people who don't know and you're cluing in, Joe is our choreographer. He's the one who basically owns the Backstreet Boys experience. And he's our general, you know what I'm saying? So he's our boss.
He's says, your little Perlman.
And then he says, not that high.
So he's our choreographer. That's why I
don't. Yeah. Him, Joe and Lucy have been really coming together and helping us a lot with this. And they've been, like, honestly, the backbone and the spearhead of this operation over the last year. And it's been absolutely fantastic. And I love them so, so, so much for helping us with this project. Because, like, it wouldn't, honestly, as much as what we've been putting into it, and I will say, yeah, okay, I'll give us some credit. Yeah, it wouldn't necessarily happen necessarily with us, but at the same time, it also wouldn't happen without them. Because even with the five of us, we wouldn't be able to do what they're doing, and I'm so grateful to have them on board.
We'd all end up playing video games, and nothing would happen.
Yeah, like Chad checked out my house right now, and we practice.
Yeah,
now you're playing video games
as much, but we still practice. So that's something that we would all do if nobody was there to use.
And I think you need someone who's not part of the group to kind of be in charge or whatever kind of.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Then you don't get, like, the animosity, like, oh, fucking AJ's always telling us to do this. Like,
but he is, though. This guy's my big brother.
It's true. That is what AJ does. He'll be
the guy. Okay. So way to call him out, Jim. Yeah.
We didn't mention that, AJ.
That's okay. That's okay. I don't. No, believe me, I don't mind it.
Yeah, like AJ's a chicken. Go to bed soon. Okay, Dad. This guy's
I am a dad, though. That's just me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just in me. it's in the nature, you know. But at the same time, I'm also a manager in my normal profession, so I got to be like, yo, come on, guys, we got to get some stuff done. We got to do this. We got to get this done, you know. And Joe and Lucy can't always be around to watch us and, oh, and get us in the and get us in the mode, right? So that's what it is. So yeah, I don't mind it. Call me out.
So Chad was mentioning that there's a team, right? So is it Joe, Lucy, and like how do you get five guys to be Backstreet Boys? Like what do you like? What's the typical day look like? Like how does this happen?
We have not at home rehearsing.
We have like 10,000 group chats. To be honest,
guys. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we do have a bunch of group chats going on right now between at least three or four for sure. Wait, there's five.
Well, there's a new one that's just...
There's the one without
it's
you.
New. You're not in.
Oh, okay. I mean, like, cool, but, like, hold a minute here. We got to have a conversation after the show on this one.
Screw you, AJ.
Wait a minute. At the end of the day, it's just open communication. That's really what it comes down to. We are so communicative between each other right now. It is insane. Like, and I will have to say, like, if you looked at us at the beginning of this project versus now, how comfortable we are with each other, how we crack so many jokes with each other, it's definitely become more of a brotherhood and you know, a family in that sense, right? Because of that aspect of it, it's just been fun. It's been great. But to directly answer your question, we have about at least, I can probably safely say, anywhere from 3 to 4 people working in the background to make sure that we get our shows booked, time management, working on schedules and stuff as well too. And then again, the scheduling between all of us, we make sure we communicate each other's personal schedules to make sure that, you know, we're able to be in line with practices, rehearsals, vocal training, things like that as well. We have had a few people come on board to help us with some smaller items, like, you know, making sure our arrangements are proper and stuff as well too. Even with our vocal background and training, it can be a little difficult with five different types of you know, vocal talents coming together sometimes. So you need an outside perspective to give you that ear to be like, okay, maybe you guys can bring it down this note, or you can do this and that kind of stuff as well too. Same with the choreography. The choreography was very amazing, and from what Joe was teaching us, and then having to, you know, break things down between each other when, like, days where he wasn't available to actually, you know, show us, we get together ourselves to actually, you know, do that. So it really comes down to us being able to show initiative to actually be able to practice on our own, at the same time having Joe, you know, with his foot in our ass to basically say, hey, you know, let's do this. Yeah, guide us. And then Lucy to give us that soft motherly touch that we needed to make sure that, you know, Joe's not beating us too hard, you know.
Lucy's awesome. Well, definitely close. Right?
So it's good, you know. But yeah, we have, and then we have a few other people.
That's why.
Sorry?
Yes.
Lucy's my mom. That's why I have a girl up there.
But yeah, and then a few people working in the background helping us, you know, mold us and guide us to give us the proper image we need to be able to give you guys the performance you're looking for. You know,
that's awesome.
Very nice.
Have you guys ever met the Backstreet Boys before, or been to any of their concerts like in person?
Yes, yes, yes.
I wish.
Unbreakable.
Not yet.
7 in Regina. DNA tour in Toronto last July.
All right.
Were you at the Drake show or the first show?
I was the first show. I was Canada Day. Yeah. Yeah. Which was still amazing. So.
No, it's awesome. Yeah. It's a great show.
Sure. I have dreams and aspiration of actually meeting AJ, so I could be like AJ meets AJ.
Yes,
that would be amazing. And I would love if I could, because he's very into social media. Yes. And that's one thing I find very impressive out of all of them is how much into social media he is. So I'm always like following him, seeing what he does. And yeah, like he's just a solid guy. Like,
yeah,
I would love to meet him.
Honestly,
I think
they are all
like to meet our counterparts too.
Yeah,
that
would be good.
Helpful.
You guys
could
take pictures with your dad.
Yeah, LeBron, AJ.
Plus, because Heidi is also in the Backstreet Boys, he's the shortest of the group, and I'm the tallest of the group.
Yeah, are you really?
Ironically, so it would be cool to actually know the guy, you know, like at a person level.
They are super nice. Lydia's, have you met them?
Yeah, once.
I met them once.
Oh, and how was that?
Oh no, twice. I was on the. They did the concert at the. Yeah, I went down on the cruise, and then I did the Mulsanne Amphitheater.
Years ago.
Yes. That was
first time
we met
them.
Free Kevin.
It was like the worst experience. They were so mean. They were rushing people through. It was like it wasn't them. It was their security.
Yeah, it wasn't them.
But
yeah.
It was just
it was crazy. But
I've my other friends and I have been very lucky to meet them a bunch of times over the years. best place to meet them is at a convention, like a Comic-Con type thing, because you can actually have like a conversation with them. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes like Nick or Howie will do like solo things when they're there. Like Howie loves to do Howie Eats. So he like has food with you and stuff like that. And so no, they're very nice people. If you ever meet them, they'll be like sweet. Kevin is very genuine. He will like look you in the eyes and like make sure you're having a connection and a good time. So when we were at a concert in Calgary and I had brought my mom because it was her birthday and her friends wanted to go. So we just bought the tickets and I made her a sign that said, "My daughter made me come here." in the middle of the concert, when Kevin was not singing, he went over to her and said, "Are you enjoying the show? Are you having a good time?"
Aww,
and I was like, "Yes, I am." He's like, "Okay, great." So,
that's so Kevin of him.
Amazing.
Yes, it was
very exactly what you would imagine Kevin doing.
And I never met him before he left his hiatus. But since he's come back, he's been just very genuine and really like wanting to be there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I
think that
like,
time away was good for him. It brought him recentered in with the connection to the music.
He showed who he is as well because he left to do Broadway and to
exactly.
Home to what he wanted to do with music.
He made some movies that were interesting.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyways, if you guys can ever meet them, you definitely should because they're super awesome.
I want to get my nails done with AJ.
Yes.
That is my dream goal. Nails, 100%. Let's get it done. That'd be cool.
He has like
you guys
his own nail
thing. Of the solo shows?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
you
Nick
guys went to the I went to the All American show.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
That
yeah.
was such a good concert. Nick
so
knows how to do it. I'm
he really does.
I would love to see an AJ show. Because AJ's solo album was so good.
Was that the alternate persona where he had the fur coat?
No,
Johnny
he's got
English.
A couple of them.
Yeah.
No, Johnny
name.
English. Johnny No Name. Johnny
that's
No
right,
Name.
That's right.
No, it was the Have It All album. It was like AJ proper. It was like 2009, 2010, maybe. Just around the world, or around the time of, 2008, I think. But beautiful songs, London. I think they did that one during the Unbreakable tour.
I think so.
But like, oh my gosh. Sorry.
As you can tell,
it has such a great, unique voice, too, I feel.
Yes.
Like, it's just so distinct that you hear that. Or when he does like the, ha ha ha, like, you know, the, when he does like a scream or a laugh or something, you're just like,
yep,
that's AJ.
Definitely. I think my husband's favorite. he likes AJ. I like Nick, but it's what am I trying to say? I think Backstreet Boys is kind of like I've always thought that it was going to be like almost like what the Beatles are, right? Mm-hmm. Or like at the time of like their heyday, they were all like beloved by women, and men are like, oh, this is stupid. But then like after like you know some time passed. Men are like, oh my god, this is the greatest album ever. These musics are on fire. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like the Backstreet Boys will eventually kind of come to that point. They're almost, they're pretty much there. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember there was a time when I was younger. I had a friend of mine. This is probably when I was in grade 4. So it would have been like 94, 95 for me. This would have been for the album that their debut album, Get Down and all that kind of stuff, right? And, a friend of mine there was a person in my class that it's going to sound very bad of me and I'm really sorry. We did pick on her and she actually wanted to become my friend so bad that she got me, Michael Jackson's Thriller album on tape.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
This would have been the first time I was fully exposed to the Backstreet Boys because she loved the Backstreet Boys. So this is kind of where she kind of made me a bit of a fan at this point. So she, in turn for me to have the tape, I had to slowly become her friend. Cause I felt guilty. I'm like, you're just giving me this tape. And I feel like I made fun of you too much, you know, like, and then at this point now we started to become friends. I would defend her at school a bit times and anybody would make fun of her and stuff as well too. So I did have a change of heart. I'd like to think I hopefully made her life a little bit better. That's what started it for me. Yeah, because of Patricia Guimau was her full name, Patricia Guimau. So like she was the one who made me a fan at the Backstreet Boys because when they Kivers came on with their first single, Get Down, I think that was like 95 or something like that. And I was like, oh, who are these guys? They're just a boy band, whatever, right? And then this girl's like, oh, I want you to have this album. I don't really listen to Michael Jackson. And I'm like, I'm a huge Michael Jackson fan. And she's like, oh, you really got to listen to these Backstreet Boys guys. And I'm like, well, she's giving me a tape. I guess it can't be so bad. I start listening to them. I'm like, okay, they're actually not that bad. All right, cool. Oh, damn, I'm a fan.
Shout out to Patricia. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Patricia.
And really, it's like you've come full circle now because now you're performing as a
band. Exactly.
Now AJ is AJ.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So on that note, you mentioned Michael Jackson. Is there any other musical influences that you guys have? Like, what other kind of music do you
listen to? The Backstreet or just
you yourself?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Michael Jackson, definitely. Michael Jackson, when I was little, when I first started music, first started singing, songwriting, all that stuff, I had a Michael Jackson hat, glove, glasses, I had the whole shebang. And when I was performing maybe around 60 people, 50 people when I first started out, and I was so nervous. So for people who are watching this and they're starting, we all start there, you know? I started there, everyone here probably started there.
Wait, that goes away?
A little bit, I'm still scared. When I was performing, I couldn't even look at the audience. It was me, my teacher. My teacher was playing guitar. I was looking at him the whole time, sunglasses. I was closing my eyes, terrified. And then at the end, I stood up, looked at the audience, took off the glasses. Everyone went crazy. Aww. Ever since then, I got that adrenaline, that feeling on stage. I'm like, I love this movie more. So then I started to keep doing stuff, Michael Jackson stuff. And then my love for that era of music became bigger, and started to love Stevie Wonder and the Jackson 5 and that whole shebang. And I still love Stevie with Superstition, Sir Duke, all those songs. I just gotta say I love you. That's where my heart is right now. Yeah.
Good choice. Good choice.
Mm-hmm. Would you say your solo music is kind of like that?
My solo music is more R&B pop.
Okay.
There was a little bit of soul in there.
I like to think my boy kind of sounds a bit like Johnny Gill.
Okay.
Right? Because Johnny Gill has such a nice deep tone, but he has such high range in some of his vocals. And this guy, man, I'm telling you, Jakin has come such a long way in the time I've known him for his vocals. It's just, ooh, it's so good. So good. Like, every once in a while I'll see him and he'll hit a note. I'm looking at him like, we'll be on stage, and you can see some of the videos of some of the performance that we last did. He hit a note, and I looked at him like, man, it's so good. He's impressive. He's impressive, man. I love it. And he's got so much room to grow, which I love. I love seeing that.
Got some big teachers, some big brothers up in here.
Aw, that's awesome.
All right, Chad, what about you?
For me, Backstreet Boys definitely were a huge inspiration for me. I did like NSYNC, Cats Out of the Bag, New Kids on the Block.
Oh yeah, One Direction was a good one.
I did like One Direction as well, I will admit. Justin Timberlake, his solo stuff with that R&B kind of nasty, dirty, filthy vibe. I love that. Jason Derulo, Jay Sean, Lone Star, Rascal Flatts. Garth Brooks, Johnny Cash. I have such a wide net of musical inspirations for myself.
And their wife feels
because I love. Well, they asked like the other inspirations.
Yeah.
I have a list, you know.
That's fantastic. Okay. No, keep going.
It's okay. I've had 20 years to prepare this. It's okay. And I'm saying like rock and roll, you know, I've got, you know, the Rolling Stones, AC/DC, the Doors.
Yeah.
And then I like a little bit of SoCal too that kind of inspires me, like Smash Mouth.
Oh yeah.
I'm drawing a blank. Sugar Ray.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I like them as well. So I have such a huge cast of music that inspires me that, you know, I'm so blessed to be able to just kind of borrow a little bit of inspiration and let that kind of guide what I do.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, especially like in like the go ahead, sorry.
Oh no, go first. Go first.
No,
I'm just in the digital age. This is like the best part about like YouTube is just like, you know, like we're not reliant on like a radio station to play what is current. You can actually like go and seek out things that like I was listening to like music from like the 1930s like last week, mm-hmm. and I was just like, this is just so incredible, the technology that we have access to, right? Everyone is able to have like more of a well-rounded like interests, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, another really cool thing about the technology too, so my mom, back when I was like super duper young, she would get these CDs, these compilation discs, and There's this one, it was classics from the 50s, and there was a song on it called Love Potion Number 9, and I'd forgotten about it for all these years. And then finally, one day, I was like, dang, like, I'm in an oldies kind of mood. Like, let's go back to the 60s, the 70s, the 50s. And I rediscovered it again, and I was hooked on it for like a month. But that's the beauty of the digital age, is inspiration's everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And you can go back, re-experience everything, and it's still as good as it ever was, too. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, absolutely. What about you, AJ? Do you want to add some more to MJ?
Well, I'm going to hit some old school stuff here because I grew up in a very R&B household. So I grew up with, I don't know if you guys ever heard of a group called Guy. Blackstreet. We all know Blackstreet, right? So one of the main singers from Blackstreet is a person by the name of Teddy Riley. He actually came from a group called Guy. And then he went and formed Blackstreet afterwards. Jodeci, which is the original group from Casey and JoJo. I have reason to believe I was probably conceived to that group. I'm not sure. My mom made me sing one of their songs at their wedding because, like, my mom loved Jodeci. So there's that. Then you got Color Me Bad. My first cassette was New Kids on the Block. Michael Jackson, as I said, Boys to Men probably was the first song, End of the Road was the first song start to finish that I learned. Yeah. And I used to sing on the bus when I was in grade 2, just wailing. And I was like, yo, shut up. You singing? No. My Walkman and earphones and everything, just going
ruining
at it.
My concert, living your my performance.
Life. Right?
Yeah, I got a song all over again.
Oh man, it was great. So and then I don't know why I'm drawing a blank on this group, but I'm just thinking about the song. It's like, as we stroll along together. What's the group's name? Why am I drawing a blank to them? Like,
no wait, idea, but it sounds amazing.
Oh man. They also sing I swear by the moon. Thank you. I don't know why I'm drawing a blank. I'm so sorry. All for One. So you got like basic Color Me Bad, All for One, Jodeci, Blackstreet, Guy, Michael Jackson. Those are all of the guys that are playing in my house on a regular basis. So like I would wake up on Saturday morning. If I knew Kirk Franklin was playing, I knew it had to be Clean Day. But everything else was just like my mom was just jamming. My mom would be jamming with my dad, Mary J. Blige, Family Affair. All that stuff, Genuine, Usher, old school Usher. I probably at one point had all of Usher's albums. I was a huge Usher fan at one point too.
Oh yeah. What's your favorite song by Usher?
Oh, the best album is 8701.
Yeah.
The best album is 8701. Okay. Yes. Okay. Second best will be Confessions.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah.
You're right, Stan's a good one.
So, but that was pretty much most of my inspiration when it came to growing up in and I know we're not supposed to really say his name no more because he's been a pretty bad dude, but the R.
Kelly,
Guy, I hate to say it, but I grew up listening to a lot of the music before all the stuff that happened for him. That was my history growing up. Pretty much all school R&B.
That sounds fantastic. Well, it sounds like all of you have very like well-rounded choices. That's great. Do you have a question? Sorry, I was going to ask a question. Okay, you guys mentioned that you play video games after or during rehearsals, and I see some Pikachus up there.
I know. I'm like, Lydia's so excited about the Pikachu.
I'm like, oh, I get it. So like, what are you saying?
I gotta catch them all.
Hold on, see if I can move the camera.
Hey! Oh my gosh, I love it! I love it! Oh man,
we're big nerds in this house. Yeah.
Oh, that's great! That's great.
Sorry.
You like Zelda? We got Zelda fans in the house.
Yeah. We've been. Have you been playing like
Zelda game? I'm a crazy.
The new one is pretty awesome. Tears of the Kingdom. Ooh, that's kind of fun. But what video games do you guys play like to unwind? What do you like?
Me, definitely Zelda. I'm a big Zelda fan. I play Call of Duty with this old fart over here.
Oh, do you?
We're not supposed to say
disrespect
that.
In this room right now. Oh, I swear to God.
I'll joke.
Don't worry. Right after this, we're going right back to rehearsals. I'm going to work them twice as hard.
More like he's going to work you, but okay.
But some Mario, of course, some Mario games, Super Mario, Smash Bros, the classics. That's usually what's up for me. How about you?
Man, Call of Duty, The Sims, Sim City. Yeah.
Yes.
City Skylines. My go-to is always Call of Duty. I play a little bit of Grand Theft Auto. Not so much now.
Yes.
I'm waiting for GTA 6 to eventually come out by the time I'm 80.
I know, right? I know.
And then RDR, both, you know, 1 and 2, I love. Bully was a good game.
That was a good game.
I like to sit down with that, play that a little bit. Shoot, there was another one. Don't judge me for saying this. Roblox is actually kind of cool.
I play Roblox once a week.
Minecraft is awesome. Roblox, we all start there. Minecraft, I started at Minecraft. Got a little Roblox Terraria in there as well.
Okay, I remember when Roblox came out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I played on my 360.
It was much different. It was like virtual Lego. It was Minecraft before Minecraft.
Oh, for sure.
Roblox was dope. Oh, and RuneScape. I still play RuneScape.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's cool. What about you, Andre?
I, Jakin, you're so young. You're so adorable. You talk about the classics at Super Smash Bros. I'm thinking to myself, like, 1989, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, you know, like Tetris, right? You know?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, Street Fighter actually was one of the, Mortal Kombat was the first game I ever beat. Oh, buddy, we're playing OG Mortal Kombat. We're not playing the new stuff, man. No. New stuff is too complicated.
It's very graphic.
Okay. It's way fine out.
Yeah, you know. So unwinding, I'm a huge Halo fan, so that's really what I will do probably 2 to 3 times out of the week. I'm usually playing Halo. Hello?
You're still there.
Yeah, we got you.
My Bluetooth seems to have disconnected and kept reconnected.
Oh, okay.
Times.
You said Halo, but was it like Halo, like the original, or...?
Yeah, so Halo is one of the games I'm playing regularly. Right now I'm in the middle of playing Chained Echoes, which is like just a normal JRPG kind of game, 16-bit JRPG. Exo Primal. That's another one I've been playing lately as well, too. I used to play a lot of Overwatch, because I see you with the diva ears over there.
Yes!
I used to play so much Overwatch.
I got the diva chair, too.
Perfect. Junkrat was my main.
Oh my god.
Such my main. Since they did, they gypped us with O2, I was like, I've kind of lost the feel.
Yeah.
We didn't get the campaign I wanted to have. They gave us crap. And I'm like, and then on top of that, you can't even go back and play OW1 because they just painted over it. And I'm like, y'all said you're gonna do separate servers. You lied. You lied.
Why you always lying?
Right? It hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts.
I know.
So yeah, that's basically that.
Yes. Lydia is into gaming. She has another channel called Dorkalicious. And she's on Twitch twice a week.
Yeah, I also have like a VTuber persona as well. So I play like Roblox on Tuesdays and the Fall Guys on Thursdays. Just
nice.
Yeah. You're so sweet.
Or just hit notification bell. And subscribe.
You're so sweet. Yay. Okay, I have a question. Have you guys, because you've done some shows, have you ever had any like crazy like after party things happen to you or like, hot tubs or anything like kind of like nuts people stalk you to your car, like anything like that?
I'm saying if they had any fan experiences.
Yeah, like any crazy fan experiences.
I wouldn't call it a fan experience, but me and AJ ran into this, I think it's a cat on cocaine, to be honest with you.
Is this in Hamilton?
No, this is down in Hamilton Island.
Okay.
We were trying to buy our Airbnb and we ran into this cat, and the cat, remember this cat was on his collar outside, and the cat ran at us, running in circles, and it was crazy.
Oh my god.
Remember that, AJ?
Is there...
I don't think AJ can hear us.
AJ? Aww.
Can you guys hear me?
AJ, I think
now I can hear you. Yeah.
Oh man, my mic. I don't know what's going on. All of a sudden, my Bluetooth stopped working. Now I'm so upset.
That's okay. It's okay.
Well, oh wait. Here we go.
There you go. You can hear us now, right?
I figured it out. Yay!
We're back. You know, AJ, I said remember that cat that was on cocaine when we went on that was on, it looked like it was on cocaine. That cat.
Oh yo! Yes. Yeah. Yes. oh my God, we're trying to find our Airbnb. And as we're trying to find our Airbnb, we're just like trying to figure out the address. And our number wasn't on there. And as we're walking up the staircase, we just come across the corner. And this cat that's just sitting, I kid you not, it was like, I'm going to put my phone down here. We came around the corner and this thing is, and he starts running with, it was on a leash. So he starts running and this thing just gets jerked right back. And it just started wrapping himself. And we thought it was going to snap its own neck with the leash. And we're like, bro, what is going on? It actually ripped away from the leash and almost started running. The owner came out in a house coat and we're like, miss, your cat, we're trying to catch it. And the cat ran right back as soon as it saw its owner. We're like, oh, thank God. It was crazy though. It was wild. I wish we recorded it.
So I got one. A couple of years ago, I was doing the Toronto Diversity Festival. And again, I wouldn't call it a fan experience. I would call it more just a crazy experience. So I'd finished up my set. I was going backstage. And that was the first year I hired a bodyguard for my solo shows.
Oh, wow.
And as we're going backstage, there was this random girl just hanging out backstage going through some of the equipment. And it ended up being one of downtown Toronto's finest trying to steal a bunch of our lighting and pyro stuff.
Oh my God.
We had to get her hauled out by security. Oh, so that was probably one of the craziest ones.
Did you have a couple stalkers at your show now?
I may have a few, yes. Which would be the need for the security.
Oh no. So,
and then I think the second craziest was more, it is an after party. This was Windsor, same festival, the Diversity Festival, but
busy a day year for you.
This was before the pandemic though. This was 2019. Okay. And we were in Windsor. We did two nights back to back in Windsor and a nightclub had just opened. It was called XO. And we got invited out. And I remember one of the PR guys we were with opened the bottle, poured the shots, took the shot. And he was like, dude, this is all water. Took it back, and they had to give us like a big brand new bottle. I think it was like Grey Goose or something.
Oh, okay.
Brand new bottle. And then obviously because we had a nice fancy bottle, everybody tried swimming our table and we ended up like having to leave. It was great, man, though. It was a lot of fun. The owner of the joint was there and was, you know, was like, oh my gosh, you guys are so good. Like, you know, all of us collectively performing, and it was, again, sans you guys, unfortunately, but it was really cool. That was my favorite. Crazy.
Oh, that's still the cat, but that seems pretty cool.
Oh, I didn't get to see the cat. I heard about the cat. This is between you two. See, true. We have a group chat. You guys have the cat. Now we all have separate things.
Yes, that's
good. Oh, you're muted.
I can't hear you.
AJ.
Okay. We're going to start a group chat with the group. We're going to start a group chat with the cat then.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I thought I saw a dog there. Do you have a dog?
Yeah, that's my little baby.
Hello, what's your name?
Say hi. No, she's like too focused on me that I'm engaging her. Yeah, her name is Natsu.
Natsu. Oh, that sounds Japanese.
Yes, it means summer, even though she was born in winter.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I just saw her out of the corner of my eye while I was focusing on this conversation, and I thought you were petting a chicken. So I had to be like, what the hell? I'm like, okay, it's a dog.
It's an emotional support chicken.
Yeah. Right?
I want one of them.
Yeah. Actually, she was 6 months when I got her. So actually, she was born in the summer. So that actually, for the first time now, I realize that is a good realization. But it's from an anime.
Oh, which one?
That's Fairy Tale.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I have a tattoo.
Whoa!
The fairy tale symbol there. And so I basically named her after my favorite anime. And it's also the anime my son first watched that had subtitles on it.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, a lot of history to it. So, yeah.
Solo Leveling is my favorite anime.
Lydia also runs an anime club in Hamilton.
Okay, now I have to follow that.
Well, Lydia, then we're going to have to meet at some point. You're going to have to be my girlfriend. She's a huge Pokemon nerd and stuff like that, too. So you guys would click 100% with all this stuff. I love it.
Amazing. Oh, my God. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so before we finish up, okay, are you all able to tell, like, your social medias so that way people can follow you and, like the group one and your personal one if you feel comfortable with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. AJ, go ahead, man.
All right, so first things first, you know, follow the whole gang at, what is it, 5 in the 6 underscore official on Instagram. Our links are actually on the page as well, so you can follow us on TikTok. You'll be able to follow us on Facebook as well, and you'll have a link to the show. And YouTube. For my personal Instagram, it's actually you're going to like this one. That singer from Steel Town.
Oh, nice.
Right. So that's my Instagram. And from there, you can probably find me on everything else, because I usually have all my socials up there as well, too. So, yeah.
So it's the number 5 in the number 6 underscore official.
Show the screen.
Okay. And you see a little. Yeah, that's us. That's
all
us.
All right.
Yeah.
Hooray.
Damn, we're
there you go.
Okay. And Jacob?
So I actually have to, you know, go on my phone and see when is my Instagram?
It's official Jacob.
Even you know.
I know.
And that's it. And for those not watching, it's J-A-K-I-N.
Yes.
And Chad?
Mine, you're going to have a field day with this one. Sort of. I don't know. It's going to be tough for the last name, but it's Chad Beloine, just at Chad Beloine on every social media, except
Bologna?
For Twitter or X. Pardon?
Yes, Beloine.
Chad Beloine. Yes. No. But it's not going to be Beloine.
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 Beloine. Beloine. Oh my God. I'm so sorry.
Hey, there you go.
No. Don't be sorry. Don't be sorry, Lydia. We now have an inside joke. We appreciate you. Thank you.
No, I'm sorry.
Chad Beloine. Way to ruin
it. Yes.
Man's going to break up before
Friday. No, don't break up before Friday.
And now everybody's hungry. Thank you.
Okay, so for so everyone who is listening, and it's still the same week that this is recorded in, they have a show coming up. It is the Backstreet Experience, Friday, September 8th. 2023 at 8 p.m. at the Oakville Center for the Performing Arts. There are still some limited tickets available.
Yes, we saw the chart. It's like really like filling up fast, guys. So if you want your tickets, get them now.
Go get that.
We're excited to see you.
Yes, can't wait to see all of y'all there. Super excited to see you. You're going to see us perform and kill it. Woo!
And you might have some special guests, I think. No,
yes,
no spoilers.
Yep. That's what I've been hearing. There might be someone to come spice it up. Who knows? Who knows?
Oh my goodness. We're so excited.
Awesome. So yes, we are looking forward to seeing the show. And if anyone is there, come say hi to us as well. So there you go. So, okay. So that is the Backstreet Experience on AJ, Chad, and Jakin. Thank you so much for joining us today. Boy Band Break.
Thank you for having us.
No problem. Is there any other, like after this one, is there another concert people can see you if they can't catch this one for some reason?
Oh yeah. There'll be definitely some more in the works. We have some projects we're working on right now with some different venues and stuff. So you'll see some. So just stay tuned on the Instagram page and the TikToks and whatever the socials you guys want to follow us on. You will see all the new stuff that's going to be coming out to you.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good. Shall we wrap then?
All right.
Thanks for taking a break with us, guys.
Until next time.
Thanks for listening. Everybody wave.
Bye.
Bye.
Gotta go.
See you guys later. Bye.